man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on Friday, March 17th, 2017. The show is live. I'm James Kelso. We have joining me here in the control room, virtual control room, way up, well, actually south of me. Well, maybe not now that you're up in, are you in BC, Paul?
Oh, no, I'm back in Port Credit, Ontario. Yeah, well, I'm south of you.
South of me? Yep. Paul Fromm, and east of me, George in Maryland. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, James, I'm actually on time tonight, and happy St. Patrick's Day to the whole team.
Hey, thank you.
And it's finally just about to turn green here in North Dakota. Give it a few more days, and we'll start to get our spring.
Our government is just so incompetent and inept. Actually, the Minister of Immigration is a Somali, a Somali immigration lawyer. But anyway, you don't hear much from him, but the Minister of Public Safety, which would be kind of like your Homeland Security, he's the Premier of the province of Manitoba was saying, you know, we're building some more housing, but our resources are stressed by these hundreds and hundreds of Africans and you know, their shelter and language training, and we need more money. And I thought, you hapless ninny, you shouldn't be. It's not a matter of whether the money is taken from the front pocket or the back pocket of the taxpayer. It shouldn't be taken at all. So what does our Minister of Public Safety, Ralph Goodale, say? He says, we're monitoring the situation. Monitoring the situation. You're sitting there on your overstuffed rear end while we're being invaded. We're monitoring the situation. That's great bureaucraties for doing nothing.
Yes, and let me recall, you know, it's oft said about the American-Canadian border. It's I think one of the descriptions is the longest undefended border in the world.
Yes, I think so. And you know, if we run out of, if we have a 10-minute slot some night where, you know, we run out of Trump material, and I don't think that'll ever happen. But if that happens, I have a report from a 33-year veteran of policing in Western Canada about the border, and it is a shocker. The border is absolutely open. You'd have to be a nutcase to cry. In Manitoba or Quebec to cross at one of the border checkpoints, you can easily get around it. It's far worse than I'm just describing. It's bad, 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 and there's some very bad people coming into the country.
Right, and this, folks, this goes back to, you know, why it's so great to maintain a homogeneous culture and people, and is that, you know, that harks back to the Paul's youth and mine, when people left their cars unlocked, left their front doors unlocked. Some people didn't even have locks on things. Windows didn't have locks at night for a cool breeze. You left your windows on the first floor open.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't you would be screaming for trouble. And you look at old movies, and a guy tries to steal a car, and what does he do? He just opens the door, which isn't locked, and reaches up above the visor where people kept their keys.
That's right.
I mean, that looks so, I mean, unrealistic today. That doesn't describe the world you and I live in today. It did when we were 10 years old.
And that apply that to the Canadian border. That the American Canadian border, it itself harks back to that. It's recent in Paul's memory and mine, but for you younger folks, it may seem like a fairy tale. It's not. That very secure, very wonderful, very happy world that we grew up in. And the Canadian border is premised on that. Why is it the longest undefended border in the world? Because there's no need to defend it. The Canadian people and the American people, culturally, racially, are one. We're the exact same people, so we have implicit trust in each other. We're not trying to raid each other or do bad things to each other, so we don't need a defense on our border. Well, Paul, this is a sad story, but it may be true that if you may need in Canada, in order to keep the hordes of people we've brought into our country from coming into your country, you may need to actually deploy a lot of policing along the border. Surely you will, actually. And the folks, I mean, when you talk about a long border, the stories along the border, folks, fishermen, for instance, they will be fishing on one side of a lake that's in the U.S., and then they fish on over to the Canadian side. And it's very casual. So from Vermont to, Niagara Falls to, the UP, the Upper Peninsula to Lake Superior to here, we're next to Manitoba and Montana with Alberta and Saskatchewan, and then Washington and Idaho with British Columbia. Man, it's a wide open, huge border. And this fool, Justin Trudeau, who has become the leader of Canada, has actually gone out, blurted out, we welcome these people that Donald Trump rejects. You know, it's like an open invitation. This will get, you're right, Paul, when the grass greens up, there's probably going to be quite a flood of people. And for the average person, they don't believe it. They think it's impossible. This can't be. You mean you just walk in? And by the way, Angela Merkel met with Trump today. And so we'll be talking about this as regards the European Union. It's hard to believe, but it's true, folks. If you get inside Canada, if you get inside the European Union, it doesn't matter who or what you are. You're welcomed by the government and you're classified almost automatically as a refugee. All you have to do is say, self-declare, I am a refugee. If I go back to my country, they'll kill me. You just have to say it. And of course, they're all coached. They all know this. So a perfectly fit 26-year-old man who's 6 feet tall says he fears for his life if he goes back to fill in the blank.
Right.
There are going to be a lot of people afraid for their lives in our country if that guy's let in here. But he's nevertheless believed and treated as an automatic refugee. And then the children, I was so sad to learn this, Paul, about Canada. The children born in either the U.S. or Canada, they're not such fools in places like Switzerland, are automatically given this nonsensical thing, birthright citizenship. Paul, one of the things that's happened, and George, you might comment here too, I think the rest of the world, it's so easy to get into the European world. I think that for decades, I think it boggled their mind. I don't think they thought it possible. I don't think they thought we were as smart as we are. I don't think we could be that. They didn't think we could be that stupid, that if they would just get into our countries, they could live here forever. But now they know it's true because so many millions of their kinsmen have done it. The word is out. The cell phones are chattering back to Mogadishu and Mexico City. And so here they come in their Camp of the Saints millions.
That's exactly what's been happening. And this is well organized. You look at the pictures in the Canadian media of the people coming across the, particularly the Quebec border. They're plump and sassy. I saw one woman there with a handbag that I bet is worth $1,000. I mean, nice leather. They're well-dressed. They're well-fed. They're chattering on their cell phones. And they've got nice luggage. And guess who are their their porters? The Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I mean, it is as bad as Camp of the Saints. As this gentleman says, the border's open. Yeah, you know, the people are supposed to provide the security. Aren't? I mean, they're helping the invaders. And I've been saying this on other radio, that this is the exact equivalent of finding out that the getaway car of a group of bank robbers was driven by a cop. The police are total enablers. And, you know, I mean, they're acting on orders. I don't think these are individual officers going rogue. The whole system, they've lost it. They don't know how to protect the border. And well, this, the good time, wait till spring.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, these, you know, like the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, are they in charge of your border, the RCMP?
No. Well, it's the Canadian Border Services, but they're stretched so thin. They just man the border crossings. You see, that's how out of it, I would say more, not so much out of it, but complicit our leadership is. The border should actually be manned by the army, but it isn't. So if somebody crosses illegally, as they are in Manitoba and Quebec, and to a lesser extent in British Columbia, when they're reported, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police pick them up. Well, it shouldn't be a matter of picking them up, that they should be driven immediately to the border and booted across. And yes. You know, this is not a matter, oh, you're so heartless, you hate these people. No, we've got an agreement between our two countries. Each country is considered a safe third country. So, if I arrive from Gabon and I land in Kennedy and I want to make a refugee claim, I'm obligated to make it in the United States. I can't say, I think I'll go up to Canada. Uh-uh. And similarly, if you come in from Sri Lanka and land in Vancouver, you've got to make your refugee claim in Canada. You can't deep down the border and say, tell them in Bellingham, hey, I'm a refugee. Uh-uh. But that's the agreement. On the surface, it makes sense. It's just not being enforced. So he's not being enforced in Canada.
Well, you know, this could get very interesting, Paul, because let's say there are thousands. I mean, remember, look at the pictures. We're going to hear from Angela Merkel here in just a second. But in Europe, the crowds of these so-called refugees, they were like marching along roads 10 wide and as far as the eye could see over the horizon, hundreds of thousands of people in mass movement, tearing down fences, overwhelming the police. And the police, why are they not resisting more strenuously? Because they have leaders like Justin Trudeau and Angela Merkel who tell them quite clearly, if you do use any force against these people or use any policing skills, you'll be fired. So, of course, these people are worried about their own lives and their children and so on. So they do what these traitors, Merkel and clowns like Trudeau, what they are told to do in order to keep their jobs. But this could get very tricky, Paul, because if Canada ends up doing what it should, which is taking large batches of 1,000 at a time and moving them back across the border into North Dakota and into New York State and Vermont and into Washington, moving them back by the trainload, it'll be very interesting to see what, are these people going to claim, oh, boo-hoo, you booted me out of Canada and you put me in the horrible United States of America, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of reception the Donald Trump Border Patrol gives to these trainloads of Canadians taken across the border. Because where is Canada supposed to take these people? Are you supposed to take people from Nigeria and transport them to Nigeria? No, you should simply, by all rights, if they came from the U.S., take them back to the U.S., take them across the border and let Donald Trump sort it out. Let's listen to Donald Trump right now. Here he is in very stony-faced. He had a meeting with Angela Merkel today. Very good body language by this person who's so good at communicating with body language that he's not really fond of Angela Merkel at all. In fact, when he opens here and he addresses her, he doesn't even take the trouble to turn his head and look at her. She's standing next to him in another podium, and he's not even looking in her direction. Here he goes.
Thank you very much. Chancellor Merkel, it is a great honor to welcome you to the People's House, the White House.
Doesn't even glance at her.
Our two nations share much in common, including our desire for security, prosperity, and peace. We just concluded a productive meeting with the German and American companies to discuss workforce development and vocational training. Very important words. Germany has done an incredible job training the employees and future employees and employing its manufacturing and industrial workforce. It's crucial that we provide our American workers with a really great employment outlook. And that includes making sure that we harness the full potential of women in our economy. My administration is in the process of rebuilding the American industrial base. A stronger America is in the interest, believe me, of the world as a whole.
Now, he still hasn't looked. Angela Merkel is right next to him. He could just turn his head just slightly and look at her. He hasn't even acknowledged her presence. This is real clear to anybody, you know, with any sense of etiquette or a body language. Donald Trump doesn't like her. Listen to him now, 19 minutes further on into this joint press conference. Here he addresses, he picks up the same theme.
With Germany, I think we're going to do fantastically well. Right now, I would say that the negotiators for Germany have done a far better job than the negotiators for the United States. But hopefully we can even it out. We don't want victory. We want fairness. All I want is fairness. Germany's done very well in its trade deals with the United States, and I give them credit for it. But wow. And I can speak to many other countries. I mean, you look at China, you look at virtually any country that we do business with. It's not exactly what you call good for our workers. I mean, you look at the horrible NAFTA transaction. NAFTA has been a disaster for the United States. It's been a disaster for companies, and in particular, it's been a disaster for the workers. A lot of the companies just moved, but the workers are screwed. It's probably the reason I'm standing here. Maybe number one, that, and maybe the military, building up our military, which we will do, and we will be stronger than ever before, and hopefully not have to use it. But we will be stronger and perhaps far stronger than ever before. But it's probably the reason I'm here.
A little bit. I think you heard him say.
I would say that the negotiators for Germany have done a full.
Let me just. I
speak to many other countries. I mean, you look at China, you look at virtually any country that we do business with. It's not exactly what you call good for our workers. I mean, you look at the horrible NAFTA transaction. NAFTA has been a disaster for the United States. It's been a disaster for companies, and in particular, it's been a disaster for the workers. A lot of the companies just moved, but the workers are screwed. And it's probably the reason I'm standing here. Maybe number one.
Okay. Paul, I think I heard him say the workers are screwed.
I think so.
I think that's what he said. I think under NAFTA, he said,
you Germans have done a great job of, you know, bamboozling us, and we really stink over here. I like it. That's good. He was standing next to an all-out commie. Good for you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. He really handled this beautifully. He's, you know, still not looking at her. We look forward to your calls at 800-313-9443, especially those with rain checks. Call now. We'll get you in right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Yes, indeed. And the world sure knows where Donald Trump stands. And they found out a little bit more of it today in the press conference with Angela Merkel. And I want to play this for you. Before I do that, I want to apologize to the callers, patient callers, who I have missed in recent shows. There were two last night. Please call back. I promise as soon as you appear on the board, I'll put you on just as I will with Jared in Louisiana here in a moment. Let me just see if there are any others of you that have appeared. But I apologize for making you wait and not putting you on the air last night. Shame on me. Here is the end of the press conference with a stony-faced Angela Merkel and stony-faced Donald Trump standing next to each other. Here's a German reporter kissing Angela Merkel's butt, and then he turns to ask a question of Donald Trump about Donald Trump's tweets. Now, remember, Donald Trump tweets include such statements that Angela Merkel is a catastrophe, that she ruined Germany, that she is insane. Pretty strong stuff in these tweets from Donald Trump. And then he repeated all of that.
And he's right.
Yes, he is. So here they are standing next to each other, and this reporter is going to ask him about his tweets. Listen to this. Oh. And then let me give you a little bit more background on this. Trump is going to say, well, at least we have something in common. And the whole audience laughs. These are all reporters, and they know what he's referring to. The WikiLeaks released tons of information that came from intercepts of Angela Merkel's phone calls. And somebody, obviously high-level intelligence, is listening to everybody, especially leaders of nations. So Angela Merkel is very wiretapped. That was proved by WikiLeaks and by others who revealed the actual communications. So Trump makes a reference to that. The whole audience laughs because the Trump is also referring to the fact that he has probably been surveilled by high-level intelligence. So here goes the it's idiotic to think that he hasn't been, actually. Here's this question from the German reporter.
Says, and by the way, my second question, are there from time to time tweets that you regret in hindsight?
Very seldom. We have a tremendous group of people that listen, and I can get around the media when the media doesn't tell the truth. So I like that. As far as wiretapping, I guess, by, you know, this past administration, at least we have something in common, perhaps.
And there, folks, he didn't even look at Angela Merkel. He just put his hand out, looking straight forward, put his hand out towards her to indicate who he was talking about. let him finish.
And just to finish your question, we said,
he goes on to another topic there. So now let us go. Let me turn off my mic and turn it up for Jared in Louisiana. You're on the air, Jared.
Hey, how you
Jared?
Doing?
Good. What have you got?
I just had a question. I just was going to ask, what do you think is the real reason that proliferates this refugee migration into Europe and America?
Paul, you want to take that one?
I have an answer. I'd like to give you my answer after you give me your opinion.
Okay, Paul and George.
Well, I think part of it is caused by turmoil in parts of the Third World. There's no doubt about that. But there's active encouragement on the part of people, very wealthy people like George Soros, for this type of movement, because the long range goal of people like the man who founded the European Union, this very evil conspirator named Richard Count Coudenhove-Kalergi, was basically the replacement of the white race. He dreamed of a Europe that would be mixed race, looking something like a mix between blacks and Orientals. Well, the only way that could...
Let's pause on that thought. Replacement of the white race. Paul will finish it right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and Paul Fromm was just giving an answer to Jared in Louisiana, asking what is causing the opening of our borders? Why is this immigration invasion? Why is it happening at all? Paul, if you would pick up where you left off.
Okay. There are several reasons. One is the insatiable greed of some employers in Europe and in North America for cheap labor. They don't care what the color is. They don't care legal or illegal. It's just as long as they're cheap. But the larger motivation is on an idealistic and the desire, at least I hear this in Canada, we can build a country like no other country on earth, a diverse country that's multicultural, blah, 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 blah. We can make it work, even though it's never worked in any place else on earth. That's the idealistic side. The more sinister side is the desire, basically, to get rid of the white race, to replace us, reduce us to minority status, because certain forces in the world feel they would be safer. Repeatedly, we hear this from people in organized Jewish groups, that they actually feel safer if there was a diverse society where you know, people like you and me and George are not the majority. I mean, we might just get it into our heads one day to to elect another man like the gentleman in the 1930s. I mean, that's what motivates some of this absolute destructiveness. In Europe, the European Union was conceived, as I mentioned, by this man, Richard Count Coudenhove-Kalergi, who used a lot of Rothschild money and other banker money. That he was well-funded, and he was promoting the idea of a Europe that would eventually have no nationalities, have no boundaries, and everybody would be one just café au lait mix. Now, the only way that could ever happen is through mass immigration, and that's exactly what's happening. That's why, you know, many people shook their head. I think Donald Trump shook his head and thought Angela Merkel was crazy allowing in those million-plus people a year and a half ago. Actually, not crazy. She's a true daughter of Richard Coudenhove-Kalergi, and the long-range goal is our replacement. It's genocide on the installment. And if that sounds a little hardcore, it's maybe hardcore, but it's true.
Yep. And all right, George has an opinion. I utterly agree with Paul. And just pick up a book from Dr. McDonald and read it. And that's exactly what Paul's just said. It is sinister. You know, this agenda is not to be fair and help unfortunate people from overseas. You know, those forces out there, they do want our demise, starting with America. And it is ugly. They don't like us. And it goes back hundreds and even many, many hundreds of years. So, yes, I take that conspiratorial view, and I've been studying it for decades, too. I think the most eloquent speaker of it, Paul's great on the air. You know, just pick up any of Kevin McDonald's books, and you'll read the playbook about, you know, all of this. If it's economic or whatnot, the whole idea is to screw us. And, yeah. Yes, that other group out there, the way Kevin describes it, they want to make the nations of the world comfortable, a mix, so they're comfortable. They're not comfortable having any uniracial nations, white or otherwise, but starting with us. I mean, we are the hated goy, and that is number one at the very top of the list. Everything else they do doesn't really matter. It's making the goy toe the line, and better yet, making us all go away altogether.
Yeah, George is absolutely right. Get Kevin McDonald's book, The Culture of Critique. It may sound like a rather obscure title. It's very, very powerful. And in that, among other things, Kevin McDonald shows how the Zionist lobby were the ones behind the changes in the Immigration Act in the United States in 1965, in Canada, interestingly, in 1965, and in Australia, the end of the White Australia policy in 1966. Coincidental? I can remember both Canada and the United States at the time. I was just getting interested in politics. There were no people, masses of people in the streets saying, you know, gosh darn it, we're bored to death in an America that's 90% white. We'd like to look more like the outhouse of the United Nations. I can assure you there were no people, no crowds in Canada back in 1965, when we were 95% white, saying, you know, we're just so bored being British and European, we want to replace ourselves. There was no popular agitation for this, no popular demand. There was backroom conspiratorial pressure in all three countries, and Kevin McDonald lays that out. It's not a matter of running down any people, but, you know, if the hat fits, you've got to wear it. And the people who are lobbying to change our immigration laws, to open the borders to the sort of hordes that eventually would replace us and will replace us unless we get a hold of that border, that was largely the organized Jewish lobby and, you know, a few idealists who like the idea, oh, well, you know, we can all have a big group hug.
Right, and all communists. This is the core of the communist program today. Ditto on everything that George and Paul just said. This is the core of the communist program, is open up the European nations to an immigrant, a non-white immigrant invasion. Communists everywhere have realized this is it. this is the answer to our program. This is how we can achieve this goal. And Roy Beck at Numbers USA, he makes the point very clear. This isn't about helping anybody, because Roy Beck makes the point with almost 8 billion people on the earth, the number of non-Europeans that are born every year is such a huge number of hundreds of millions that there is no amount of people we could let into our borders that would in any way significantly improve the lot of people in these third world nations. It doesn't help them one bit, not a dollar's worth. For all of these hundreds of millions, billions of people, their lot is not improved by letting in just a fraction of their huge surplus of people that they produce every year with their enormous birth rates. The largest birth rate in the world right now is where? Africa. And Africa is expected to grow to 3 billion people in the near future. This is a continent that had 100 million people not that long ago. So but the point is this: what is the goal? The goal is really, as Paul started with, the replacement of the white race. It's a goal of destruction.
Can't resist. Thanks, caller, for bringing this up. I'm going to rant forever until someone stops me. But Nationalist Times Don, God bless him, he pounded that drum for years and years and years, and saying the only force on the face of this earth that can stop the other side is organized white men. And he meant us. So we are public enemy number one of the world. And that is the cosmic conflict. It's us against them. Yes. They're underground. They're George Soros's. They have their media. They have their policies. They have their puppets. They have their money. They have their banks. And we're on the other side of that. That's us. We're, piecing together resistance the best we can. We have our man in the White House of the United States. But that's the cosmic struggle right now.
Yes. And now we've got other leaders are appearing. I'm going to play it. Jared, pardon me, Jared in Louisiana. I'm going to play Geert Wilders, this amazing statement that he made, maybe the most powerful, condensed statement of us, white men, like Geert Wilders, defending ourselves against this effort to replace us, to destroy us completely. And of course, we're not meaning to leave the women out, but defending the hearth is biologically, it is the job of the men. And the women help tremendously and so on. But if the men fail, boy, we're lost. So here we go. Here's Geert Wilders, who just finished second in the race for the leadership of the Netherlands just 2 days ago. Here he is in this most powerful statement that ranks right up there with anything that Donald Trump has said. And we'll get back to Jared, Mark in North Carolina, and Robert in Missouri right after we listen to Geert Wilders, who says it all in 60 seconds. Oh, he was going to say it all in 60 seconds. Here we go. Let me try again. Here we go.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
Oh my gosh, that's what we need said to these people. It's our rules, it's our backyard. Bugger off, you've got your own country.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, how many years is it going to be, James, and before a military force with us lines up in the Mediterranean, points firearms at the other side and says, turn around and go home or we'll send you to the bottom?
That's right.
It's headed that way. That's the only way to fix it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The and of course, what should be done is exactly what American Border Patrol has done for decades and decades, hundreds of years. If somebody illegally is crossing the border, you grab them, you nab them, you put them in the back of your truck, and you drive them back. And now Donald Trump has gone one better. He said, let's take them not just across the border. Let's take them right back to wherever they came from, Nigeria, China, wherever. We will pay for taking them back and then extract that money from the governments in question. Let's see. We lost Jared, and I apologize, Jared. We talked over you in a way, so I apologize. Let's go to our next caller here. And Jared, please call back if you've got a rain check. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to call in about something. I'm redeeming a rain check from last night, but I did want to touch on what you were just talking about. I believe if you look at a deeper cosmic, Paul or George was saying, aspect of it, I believe it's a spiritual battle. It's not necessarily against white men. It's against Christianity. Satanists, Luciferians, the Zionists who follow the Talmud and the Kabbalah, they're Satanists, and Satan doesn't like Jesus, okay? So they're trying to wipe out Christianity, and I believe probably the Caucasian race are mostly Christian, but I believe it gets down to bigger than just the races. The Jordan's Godstone say they want to reduce the world population to 500 million, but the main obstacle to that would be Christianity, because I'd like people to think about that. It's not just about races, it's about religion. You know, all these people they're bringing in, they're Muslims who don't like Christians, you know, and the Luciferians, the Satanists don't like Christians, so I believe the main goal is to wipe out Christianity, was what they want to do. Okay,
well, Mark, go ahead. Let me just give you something on that. I stick with what Paul and George are saying. I'm saying it is a war against whites. Very clearly. And there may be other aspects to it, but just on the question of religion, the Catholic Church and Protestants face this very. This is going to get very weird when a majority of Catholic bishops are, in fact, not white. That's coming.
Well, even if they are white, the majority of Catholic bishops, the majority of the entire Catholic hierarchy is anti-white. We have a communist pope who's all for liquidating us and bringing out, he's one of them. So, yeah. Yes, James, it's not a religious issue. It's a race issue.
Yes, but Mark, there's a whole. Now Donald Trump addresses this today, and he echoes what Geert Wilders said, not right between the eyes as much as Geert Wilders, but he does make the point. If we have a chance here, we'll probably not have the chance to do it by play a little more of Donald Trump. But Mark, very much appreciate your thought there in North Carolina.
Yeah,
what part of North Carolina?
I'm from Raleigh, but that's not what I called about. I wanted to call about. Something from last night, but I would say the race is a piece of the puzzle, but I think the bigger picture has to do with wiping out Christianity. But okay, someone mentioned, it was Paul or George mentioned last night, the Irish, potato famine, okay? And I wanted to call in, and it gave me a chance to do some research. About exactly a month ago, if you go to the archives on RBN, it's on page 10.
Hang on, Mark. Now I feel bad chopping you up like this, Mark, because you got great ideas. But here's the thing: this goes out to everybody, not just you, Mark. You know, when you mentioned that's not what I wanted to talk about. We have such short time on this show; we're not like the 3-hour shows. So here's the thing: callers, if you've got a point, go to point number one. That's all we're going to get. We're never going to get to point number two. We're going to be lucky to get through your point number one. But go to point number one. State it quickly. And then field a response from George or Paul or myself, But that's just, it's we're not trying to be rude. It's just we have a very short show. So it has to be very
15
well, no,
seconds.
But Mark, everybody seconds. Gets 1 point. Mark, that's the thing. I have to be fair because in order to give you 2 points, I'm going to have to take the next guy and cut him off. So let me go to the next guy, Mark. OK, and I look forward to your next call. Robert in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, I know we're coming up on a break. It's 50 after the hour. But let me just say this. Geert Wilders, he's saying some things that are very, very true. But we got to realize this. He's got some shady companions like Pamela Geller, Israeli intelligence, and so forth. And so you got to realize these people are putting us into this three-world war scheme with putting us up against the Islamists to fight each other. And I'm not saying this. Look, you got
Robert, hang on. Robert, it's rich. Hang on. We'll get you right after the break. Stay tuned.
All right.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Hate to interrupt Merle Haggard. I'll just comment on the point he just made. When a buck was still silver, President John F. Kennedy had printed, I think it was a huge amount of U.S. dollars backed by silver. Shortly before he was assassinated, And I think it's very plausible that there might be a connection. Very, very brave, wise thing that John F. Kennedy was doing there to create a silver-backed sound currency. He actually had it printed. Let me just jump. We've got Robert in Missouri. We're going to get to you. Let me just quickly mention here, Paul Fromm mentioned Kevin McDonald. Kevin McDonald is one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, of which Paul Fromm is the international advisor. So do visit our website at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Robert, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, you know, the parallels with Trump and John F. Kennedy are quite fascinating if you want to get into that, with Trump saluting Andrew Jackson's at the grave and everything else, the guy that broke the bank. And so this is uncharted territory that we would have a modern president that would go to the place where Andrew Jackson is, you know, his whole tombstone area and whatever, and he salutes. And he's like, I'm going to finish what you started. This is war between Trump and the world elite, the Kalergiites that Paul was talking about, the Kudenhof Kalergiites. And so, look, they're at war with the very download in our DNA as Europeans, these people, because they realize that we cannot be corralled, we cannot be beaten. And so they have to crush us through immigration. And look, the stealth jihad and Erdogan and all of his buddies and the Saudis and this fake little caliphate that's being created here, these guys, they do want to play their part in the crushing of the white Christian West. But you have to realize this is a management system. This is a proxy, like a golem army system, that the real controllers are using. So they're useful idiots, just like Lenin had his useful idiots in the communist Bolshevik revolution.
Robert, yes. I love you, buddy. I love
you. Robert, great analysis.
Yeah,
I think you're all over
it. Please call this show more often, and make sure you include calls to our Sunday show where we've got 3 hours, and I would love to hear your extended.
Hey, Robert, call us on Sunday so we can talk for a long time. I agree.
Yeah, we're out of time now, Robert. So.
Okay. Well, I'll get at you guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, Paul, thank you. Here, I'll close here. Maybe taking a chance here. I'm going to close with 10 seconds of Donald Trump. Here he comes, echoing Geert Wilders.
We also recognize that immigration security, national security, we must protect our citizens from those who seek to spread terrorism, extremism, and violence inside our borders. Immigration is a privilege, not a right. And the safety of our citizens must always come first.
And he was saying that slowly for Angela Merkel's benefit, standing right next to him. folks, thank you, George. Thank you, Paul. And we'll see as many of you as can make it on our Sunday show coming up from 3 to 6 p.m. this Sunday. Thanks so much. See y'all.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.